Because worshipers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have consciousness of sins, but in those sacrifices there is a reminder of sins year by year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away any sins. Therefore, when he comes into the world, he says, "Sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me, and the whole burnt offering and sacrifices for sins you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I have come, and the scroll of the book, it is written of me, do your will, O God." After saying the above, sacrifices and offerings and whole burnt offerings, sacrifices for sins you have not desired, nor have you taken pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law, he said, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He takes away the first to establish the second. By this we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. We see in 1 Peter 1:18 through 19, the blood of Christ redeems, and it is precious. Knowing that you are not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with the precious blood as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. Ephesians 1 through 7 tells us it is only through his blood we have forgiveness. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. Hebrews 9:14, we see his blood cleanses. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through eternal spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Much like in the Old Testament, we see in Matthew 26:28 that the blood is used as a sign, and it was poured out. Jesus said, "For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." And in Romans 3:25, we see it is because the blood of Christ is applied to us, God will pass over us, much like he did in the Old Testament. Whom God displayed publicly as propitiation in his blood through faith, this was demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God, he passed over the sins previously committed. We see when Jesus was going through his trials and he was standing before Pilate, what did the priest in the crowd yell to Pilate? "Let this man's blood be on us and on our children." This is one of those things that was said, but was quite frankly deeply profound than they even thought. They were guilty of the blood of Christ for having him murdered, but they had no idea that it was his blood could be applied to them to forgive them of their sins. Much like today, his blood is on our hands because he went to that cross for our sins. But thank God his blood is upon us for the forgiveness of our sins. We see in Revelation 1:5, the blood of Christ freed us from our sins and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. And lastly, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, that in the night which Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And the same way he took the cup after supper, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." Our Father and gracious Lord, we thank you, God, so much for this time that we can come and remember that sacrifice, Lord, that you gave your only begotten Son, Lord, on that cross, that his blood was shed, that we could have forgiveness of sins, Lord. And just please, Lord, be with us this day and help us to partake of these emblems in a worthy manner. And help us, Lord, as we proclaim your death until either you come again on that glorious day or we depart from this earth. Just please, Lord, be with us. Help us, Lord, to be better servants today than we were yesterday. And forgive us for when we sin and fall short. We thank you, God, so much for who you are and everything you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.